Hello and welcome to the WebSurfing Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell and here are today's top stories. Two Chinese search engines have been fined for displaying false and illegal adverts. AR and VR are predicted to soar in Europe and Alibaba have signed a deal with the Danish government. Commercial authorities in China have fined two of the country's leading search engines for negligently displaying false and illegal adverts. The Shanghai Industrial and Commercial Bureau said that both Baidu and Sogou have been negligent in the ways in which they had published advertising for unlicensed medical services and private companies. Baidu was fined 28,000 yuan, whilst Sogou was hit by a 10,300 yuan fine. Punishments were also handed out to the hospitals, which had posted the adverts despite not being qualified to offer the treatments, including fines as high as 46,000 yuan. The penalties were imposed due to the rules that were passed in 2016 that made a search engine responsible for the ads that appeared on its pages. This is yet another knock-on effect of the death of a student in 2016 who died after using illegal medication he found on Baidu. IDC has predicted that spending on augmented and virtual reality will double in Western Europe in 2017. According to the predictions, 2017 will see a 131% increase in spend in the market compared to 2016. ID said that this will affect the hardware, software, and service aspects of the VR and AR market. Most of the spending will go on to the consumer market, which is expected to be worth more than half of the total market, representing 56% of it in 2017. However, within the industrial sector, manufacturing, logistics, and product development will lead spending. It was also forecasted that the fastest growing use of the technology within the industry would be retail demonstrations and medical diagnostics. Alibaba has signed a deal with the Danish government to facilitate better online trade between Denmark and China. Danish retailers will now be able to sell their items to Chinese consumers via Denmark pavilions on Alibaba's Tmall global marketplace platform. Alibaba's founder, Jack Ma, said that he hoped the deal would help sophisticated and minimalist Danish products become even more popular amongst Chinese consumers. The Danish government will also promote Denmark on Alibaba's tourism service Fliggy, with the aim of getting more Chinese tourists to visit the country. Alibaba has also said that it'll cooperate with Denmark in tackling counterfeiting and protecting intellectual property on its platform. The African Union has launched its own continent-wide domain name, .africa. The domain name will become available to businesses in the next few months and will require an application. The chair commissioner of the African Union said that .africa has given the continent its digital identity, adding that people could now reach international business opportunities with ease. It's part of an initiative to increase internet penetration by 10% in the next 12 months in sub-Saharan Africa, where penetration is very low. The South African-based ZA Central Registry will control the use of .africa. The organization's CEO has said that the current costs of registering a website in Africa are too high, so a key objective of the new domain would be to offer cut price rates. And finally, digital advertising is set to soar in Indonesia this year, according to a study from InMobi. The study has found that mobile advertising in particular is expected to see a dramatic increase in 2017, continuing the rise it saw in 2016. Mobile video consumption is set to make up around two-thirds of all mobile traffic in the country, something which has already led to a 744% growth in ad spend in the market. It was also found in the study that whilst Indonesian advertisers used programmatic less than their worldwide counterparts in 2016, the technology did see growth of 800%. Cross-platform advertising is also set to experience growth as research showed that mobile ads generate nearly 50% more interest than standalone TV campaigns. That's all from me today. Thank you for joining us, and be sure to check out our Catch Up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.